A word for you from Jeremiah chapter 17 verse 5. Thus says the Lord, cursed is the man who trusts in man, and makes flesh his strength, whose heart turns away from the Lord. Remember that this is in the whole context of the sin of Judah, where God points out to them with such clear logic, can man make for himself gods? Such are no gods, the Lord says. And then he says, I will make you know my power and my might. But it comes with the threat. He says, I will make sure that your hand is loosened from your heritage. And that's in the verse just before our text for today. So that you will serve your enemies in a land that you do not know. That shows you that the thing that you've allowed in your life, which you are busy hiding, suppressing, managing, whatever you call it, God sees it. He says it is so clear to him, in verse 1 he says, this sin is written with a pen of iron, with a point of diamond it is engraved on the tablet of their heart. Don't you see what he sees? He is warning you. He will make that thing that you are allowing to become like the God that you wanted it to be, but you'll find out that this God is indeed your enemy. You'll find yourself serving your enemy, something far worse than you ever thought can happen. So, dear friend, at the beginning of this year, in this first month, remember that sin has consequences, and that little thing, that small thing that you are allowing will take you to a place you do not know. God says that there is a curse upon the man who trusts in man. And here he's not speaking about the pagan, but regarding his people, Judah. If you trust in man, the things around you, the philosophies around you, the idols around you, and trust in the flesh, perhaps your flesh, you make your own willpower to be your strength. You are your own decision maker. God says there is a curse upon that lifestyle. And it is a spiritual law that it will always be the case. You might say, but I'm a Christian. I'm saved. Well, there is still a curse upon the man who trusts in man. You might be trusting in some doctrine. You might say, well, I'm doing the things that Christians do. But yes, you are trusting in yourself. In other words, you're trusting in man. And the result of that is that your heart turns away from the Lord.